Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. It's amazing the kinds of things we can do today on our mobile phones. And if you dig a little bit deeper, it's actually no surprise that even back in the late 80s and early 90s, people were doing a lot of the same stuff. They were checking in with their favorite celebrities. They were getting information about places and people far, far away. And they were doing it, they were using their phone to do it. And now and the way that was done back before there was an internet even was 1-900 numbers, and it's basic. 900 is a virtual area code. It's not it's an area code that's not assigned a specific location, but it was used for information services, and the information services would bill your phone some number of, you know, some number of cents per minute, depending upon how much, you know, depending upon the service and so forth. They were widely advertised in the late 80s and early 90s on television. They also got associated with sex at some point. Sex sells. It's one of those areas where I guess the sex industry was a follower rather than a leader. but in any case, there was some people like just ran up ridiculous phone bills calling these 900 numbers, and there was no way to keep children from calling them, which is one of the ways that this actually happened. So of course there was a lot of rules put in about these particular phone numbers. And oh, by the way, and once they got associated with sex, pretty much everybody but the sex industry got away from them. And you know, I mean, heck, I don't even think you can dial a 900 number from a cell phone. And a lot of people have cell phones. So you know, and of course with the internet, right? I mean, the stuff's a lot easier to get to. But back in the 80s and 90s, that was, you used your phone to do all this stuff. I mean, again, those are the kind of, if you look through the kinds of things that were available, you could see yourself doing all these things on Twitter today, right? Or the internet, right? You using Twitter to follow your favorite celebrities, or, you know, maybe they post stuff on their website, or, you know, or some, you know, use some sort of social media thing, getting information, right? And now it's a lot easier and a lot cheaper, and it doesn't require you dialing a 900 number at 99 cents per minute. Although I guess if you're using your American phone in a foreign country, maybe you are paying 99 cents a minute to use it. Certainly you're already making a phone call in some of those places. But anyway, it's kind of amazing that, and I'd kind of forgotten about it because it was never something I partook of because it was too expensive. I mean, back then I was, I didn't have rich parents and certainly, And I didn't see anything there that I really, really wanted to know about that moment. But I was also, I remember in the late 80s and early 90s. Yeah, I'm getting, I found the internet, or got access to the internet in 1990. Back then there wasn't a web browser, but you could get all kinds. There was all kinds of information to get potentially. I guess you, I guess some things don't change all that much. Except we're all paying hopefully a lot less for her, finding out information. And yeah, the form factor is of course a little bit different, but, we're all interested about things that are far away from us. And back in the late 80s and early 90s, 900 numbers were the way to do it. And there were a lot of them set up, and it was a $1 billion industry. I don't know how much it's making now, but it's amazing that, people did use those things. I mean, they did make a lot of money, and it did ultimately require some regulation. But I guess nothing's really changed. we still use our phones to get information. It's just the way it goes. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.